After finding my fiancé's wild party photos with another guy at her bachelorette, I called off the wedding. Now she and her whole family are begging me for forgiveness. Let me paint you the picture. I'm Pablo, 29, commercial airline pilot. I fly international routes, make good money, and thought I'd found my person. Oriana's 27, pediatric nurse, comes from Connecticut, old money. Her father Roger owns several medical equipment companies. Her mother Diane hasn't worked a day in her life but somehow manages to judge everyone who has. We'd been together 4 years. The first two were perfect, or maybe I was just blind. She was beautiful, intelligent, came from the right family. Her parents hated me initially. A pilot? Their princess deserved a surgeon, a hedge fund manager, someone with an Ivy League pedigree. Not some guy who went to state school and drives a bus in the sky, as Roger once said after his third martini at their country club. But I won them over. Or so I thought. Maybe they just accepted that their daughter was approaching 30 and needed to lock someone down. The wedding was set for October 12th. Big affair, 250 guests, $80,000 budget, I paid $50,000, her parents graciously covered the rest. Oriana wanted her bachelorette party in Miami. 5 days, her sister Felicia as maid of honor, 8 other girls. I had mine in Vegas, poker, steaks, cigars. Tame compared to what she had planned, apparently. October 5th, I'm at work prepping for a Frankfurt flight when Wade, my best friend since middle school, texts me, "Call me now." Wade's a firefighter, doesn't do drama. If he says call, you call. "Bro, you sitting down?" His voice was tight. "What's wrong?" Mia was at Oriana's bachelorette. She just sent me some SHT you need to see. Mia's his girlfriend, works with Oriana at the hospital. Sweet girl, wouldn't hurt a fly. She wasn't really part of Oriana's inner circle but got invited because of the work connection. The photos started coming through. First one, Oriana doing body shots off some ripped dude who definitely wasn't serving drinks. Second, her tongue down some guy's throat at what looked like a club, her hand down his pants. Third, her grinding on a different guy, dress hiked up, his hands all over her. Fourth, the KLR, her passed out in a hotel bed, some mother F Kerr's tattooed arm draped over her NKD shoulder. My vision went red, then ice cold. I was scheduled to fly in 2 hours. I called in sick, first time in 5 years. "There's more," Wade said. "Mia has videos." The videos were worse. Oriana on a table, strip club, getting more than a lap dance. Oriana in a bathroom stall, sounds that didn't need interpretation. Oriana telling her friends she needed to get it out of her system before being trapped with Captain Conservative. "Captain Conservative. That's what she called me to her friends." I sat in my car in the employee parking lot for an hour. Not crying, I don't do that SHT. Planning. See, most guys would have confronted her immediately. Screamed, yelled, demanded answers. Not me. I've landed planes with engine failure. I've dealt with medical emergencies at 38,000 feet. I know how to think when my world's falling apart. I drove home, poured myself 3 fingers of Macallan, and opened my laptop. First, I called the venue. Told them there was a family emergency, wedding was off. They tried to argue about deposits. I reminded them about the morality clause I'd insisted on adding to the contract, the one Oriana laughed about, calling me paranoid. Cancellation due to proven infidelity meant I got 80% back. Her father's lawyer had tried to get it removed. I held firm. Thank F for that. Next, the florist, the caterer, the band. Same story. Morality clause. The joint account we'd set up for wedding expenses had $15,000 left. I transferred my contributions out, left her $3,200. Fair's fair. The engagement ring? 7 carats, princess cut, $38,000. I still had the receipt, the warranty, the return policy. Exactly 90 days from purchase for full refund. Day 87 was October 6th. I screenshot everything from Wade, had him send me the originals. Made backups. Uploaded to 3 different cloud services. Then I waited. Oriana got back October 8th. Walked into my apartment all smiles, tired from her exhausting weekend of spa treatments and wine. "Baby, I missed you so much," she said, wrapping her arms around me. She smelled different. Not her perfume. "How was Miami?" "Oh, you know the girls. Just relaxation, beach time. Felicia got too drunk one night and threw up in the Uber," she laughed. That F King laugh I used to love. Show me some pictures. Her face shifted for a microsecond. Oh, we were so busy relaxing I barely took any. You know how I am with my phone on vacation. Right. The woman who Instagram stories her morning coffee didn't take photos in Miami. That's cool. Hey, I need to run some errands tomorrow. Wedding stuff. Want me to come? Nah, groom secret stuff. She bought it. Went to shower. While the water ran, I took the engagement ring from her jewelry box and replaced it with a note, check your email. October 9th, morning of what should have been our rehearsal dinner. I drove to her parents' house in Greenwich. 6 a.m. Roger answers in his robe, annoyed. Pablo? What the HL? I handed him the folder. 8x10 glossies, crystal clear. His daughter with her tongue down a stranger's throat. His daughter getting railed in a bathroom stall, you could see her face in the mirror. His princess, his pride and joy, acting like a pea star in Miami. Diane came downstairs. What's happening? Roger's face went from confusion to rage to something I'd never seen, defeat. Your daughter's a cheater. Wedding's off. Thought you should know before everyone else does. Diane grabbed the photos. Each one made her face paler. By the last one, she was shaking. This has to be fake. Someone doctored these. There's video. Wanna see? That's when Oriana burst through the door. Still in pajamas, hair wild, makeup smeared. She'd driven here in my car, the one I reported stolen an hour ago. Pablo. What the F are you doing? Returning their investment. They should know what they were paying for. Baby, please, it's not what it looks like. Which part? The stripper? The guy at the club? The one in your hotel room? Or was it the bathroom stall that wasn't what it looked like? Her parents stared at her. Roger's hands trembled holding the photos. Oriana, her mother whispered, tell me these are fake. The silence stretched. Oriana's mouth opened, closed, opened again. I was drunk. The girls pressured me. It meant nothing. And there it was. The admission. You humiliated this family, Roger said quietly. Dangerously quiet. You humiliated yourself. Daddy, please. Get out. What? Get out of my house. I'd never heard Roger raise his voice. Old money doesn't yell, they destroy you quietly. But this wasn't business. This was his daughter proving she was exactly what his country club friends would whisper about. Oriana turned to me, mascara running. Pablo, we can work through this. Couples therapy. I don't date WHS. The word hung in the air like a gunshot. Diane gasped. Roger didn't even flinch. You don't mean that, Oriana sobbed. 4 years, Pablo. 4 years. 4 years of you f-king around behind my back, apparently. Your sister Felicia's sending me quite the collection. Did you know she kept receipts? Plan B purchases, STD tests, the abortion last year when you told me you had the flu? That was a guess. But her face confirmed it. I'll ruin you, she hissed, the mask finally dropping. I'll tell everyone you hit me. I'll say you raped me. I'll destroy your career. Everything's recorded, Oriana. Connecticut's a one-party consent state. Your threats, this conversation, all of it. Plus, I've got something better, the club you went to? My cousin Tony manages security there. Pulled the footage. You're on camera for all of it. Even has audio in the VIP room where you told that guy, what was it, my fiancé's DK is so small I need a real man before I'm stuck with him. That was another guess. But once again, her face was all the confirmation I needed. I turned to Roger. The wedding's cancelled. Vendors are handled. If anyone asks, tell them the truth or say nothing. I don't give a F. But if she spreads lies, the videos go public. I've got a lawyer ready. You're making a mistake, Diane said desperately. She made one mistake? One? Your daughter's been cheating our entire relationship. Ask her about Dr. Morrison at the hospital. Ask her about the trip to Boston she took for that medical conference. Ask her why she really got that IUD last year when we'd talked about trying for kids after the wedding. Every revelation was a nail in the coffin. I'd done my homework in those 3 days. Private investigator, $5,000 well spent. Oriana wasn't just a cheater, she was a serial cheater. We're done here. I walked out, leaving them in their marble foyer with their shattered illusions. Oriana ran after me, barefoot on the gravel driveway. Pablo. You can't do this. The wedding is in 3 days. Everyone will know. You're humiliating me. I stopped, turned. No, Oriana. You've humiliated yourself. I'm just refusing to participate. I'll KL myself. I swear to God, I'll F King KL myself. No, you won't. You love yourself too much for that. But if you're feeling still, I'm sure your parents can recommend a good therapist. They'll need one too. I got in my rental car and drove away. In the rearview mirror, she collapsed on the driveway, screaming. Her mother trying to pull her up. Her father standing in the doorway, still holding those photos. My phone started exploding before I hit the highway. 47 missed calls in an hour. Her friends, her family, mutual friends, my own mother. I turned it off and drove to Wade's place. You good, brother? He handed me a beer at 9 a.m. Never better. And I meant it. Update 1, 3 days later. Holy SHT, the last 72 hours have been a masterclass in narcissistic meltdown. So the wedding day came and went. I spent it fishing with Wade and a few buddies. Turned my phone back on that evening to 312 missed calls, 89 texts, and enough voicemails to crash a server. The highlights. My mother, Pablo, sweetheart, Oriana's here crying. She says it's all a misunderstanding. Can't you at least talk to her? Roger, you've destroyed my daughter's reputation. I hope you're satisfied. Diane, please reconsider. We can work this out as a family. Felicia, her sister, we need to talk. There's more you should know. That last one got my attention. But first, let me tell you about the visit. October 13th, day after the non-wedding. I'm at my apartment, packing up Oriana's SHT. She shows up with Felicia and two of her bridesmaids. Banging on the door like the FBI. I opened it but kept the chain on. No. Please, just 5 minutes, Oriana begged. She looked rough, hair unwashed, no makeup, same clothes from yesterday. I can explain everything. Explain? Sure, let's hear it. I didn't remove the chain. She had to talk through the gap like she was visiting me in prison. I was substanced. Someone put something in my drink. In every drink for 5 days? No, just that one night. The other stuff. It was just dancing. The videos show you pretty clearly not just dancing. What videos? Those are deepfakes. Someone's trying to break us up. Felicia grabbed her arm. Oriana, stop. No. He needs to know the truth. Someone substanced me and took advantage of me. Interesting, I said, pulling out my phone. So when you're substanced, you maintain perfect balance in 6-inch heels, order rounds of shots with complex instructions, and give detailed directions to your hotel room. I played the audio from Tony's security footage. Her voice, clear as day, room 1247, Fontainebleau. Come up in 20 minutes. I need to freshen up for what I'm about to do to you. The two bridesmaids looked at each other and backed away. Felicia closed her eyes. That's not. I was confused. Were you confused when you bought Plan B the next morning? The receipt's timestamped 8:47 a.m. The same pharmacy where you bought it in March, June, and August. Confused all those times too? How do you? Private investigator. Worth every penny. Did you know your boyfriend, one of your boyfriends, Dr. Morrison, has a wife? She's very interested in these photos. Oriana went pale. You wouldn't. Already did. She filed for divorce yesterday. Apparently, you weren't his first nurse, just his latest. You're ruining people's lives. No, you did that. I'm just distributing the evidence. Oh, and the hospital's HR department found the emails very interesting. The ones where you described in detail what you did in the on-call room? Those were colorful. I'll sue you for revenge pee. It's not revenge pee if I'm sending evidence of adultery to interested parties. My lawyer cleared it. Speaking of lawyers, you should get one. Morrison's wife is naming you in the divorce. Alienation of affection still a thing in Connecticut. Felicia pulled Oriana back. We're leaving. Wait, I said to Felicia. You said there's more I should know? She hesitated, looked at Oriana, then back at me. Check your email. They left. Oriana was sobbing, screaming that I destroyed her life. The neighbors came out to watch. Mr. Peterson from Forbes actually applauded. I checked my email. Felicia had sent me everything. 3 years of evidence. Screenshots of Oriana bragging about cheating. Photos from other trips. A spreadsheet, a F King spreadsheet, where she tracked her side pieces. I was listed as primary, dollar with notes about my usefulness and long-term stability. The others had ratings. Cock size, stamina, willingness to spend money. Like a F King Yelp review for DK. The kicker? An email thread between her and her best friend from 2 years ago. Pablo's perfect husband material. Boring but stable. Good income, no debt, decent genetics for kids. I'll keep him for the provider role and get my fun elsewhere. Mom says it's what all smart women do. Her friend replied, "Girl, you're savage. What if he finds out?" He won't. He's too trusting and honestly kind of stupid about this stuff. Flies planes but can't see what's right in front of him. I forwarded everything to my lawyer, then I did something petty. I still had access to our shared Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, all of it. I changed all the passwords, but first, I updated her viewing history. Added every cheating documentary, every movie about infidelity, every show about consequences. Changed her profile name to cheater and her icon to a clown. Small? Yes. Satisfying? Absolutely. Roger called that evening. Speakerphone with Diane. Pablo, this has gone too far. You've made your point. Have I? Because your daughter's still texting me that this is all a misunderstanding. We'll handle Oriana. But you need to stop spreading those images. I've sent them to exactly 3 people, you, Morrison's wife, and the hospital HR. That's not spreading, that's informing relevant parties. The hospital? You've cost her her job. No, F. King, her supervisor in the hospital, cost her job. I just provided proof. You vindictive little, Diane started. Careful, Diane. Connecticut's also a one-party consent state for phone recordings. Your daughter threatened to falsely accuse me of rape. You want to add to that? Silence. Here's what's going to happen, I continued. Oriana's going to tell everyone the truth about why the wedding was cancelled. Not her version, the actual truth. If I hear even a whisper of her blaming me, lying about me, suggesting I did anything wrong, everything goes public. The videos, the photos, the spreadsheet, oh yeah, she kept a spreadsheet, all of it. You're blackmailing us? No, I'm protecting myself. Your daughter threatened to ruin my career with false accusations. This is insurance. You're business people, you understand insurance. Roger cleared his throat. What about the financial aspects? I'm keeping the deposits I got back. She can keep the gifts from her side. My side's already been informed to cancel checks or request returns. The ring's been returned. We're square. The apartment lease? Is in my name only. Her SHT will be in boxes in the lobby tomorrow at noon. She can pick them up or they go to Goodwill. Be reasonable. I am being reasonable. An unreasonable man would have posted everything online already. An unreasonable man would have showed up to the venue and humiliated her in front of 250 guests. I quietly cancelled everything and informed only the necessary parties. That's the definition of reasonable. They hung up. Wade came over with bourbon and pizza. You doing okay? You know what? I actually am. For the first time in probably 2 years, I feel like myself again. 2 years? That's when the cheating started, according to Felicia's evidence. 2 years of her playing me while I was planning our future. 2 years of lies. What's the plan now? Now I live my life. I've got that Tokyo route opening up next month. Thinking about getting my own place, maybe downtown. Definitely getting tested for everything, God knows what she might have given me. And Oriana? Oriana who? Update 2, 1 week later. The gift that keeps on giving, folks. So remember how I mentioned Felicia had more information? Well, she came through in ways I didn't expect. October 19th, she asked to meet. Neutral location, a Starbucks downtown. I almost didn't go, but curiosity won. She looked tired. Exhausted, really? I'm not here to defend Oriana, she started. I'm here because you deserve the whole truth, and maybe it'll help you understand you made the right choice. I already know I made the right choice. No, you don't understand the depth of it. Oriana. She's sick, Pablo. Not mentally ill, just broken. Our parents broke her. That's not an excuse. I'm not making excuses. I'm giving context. Do you know why our parents really accepted you? Because I wore them down? Because you were supposed to be controllable. Dad did a background check on you. Middle class family, state school, stable job, no significant assets. You were perfect, successful enough to look good, not powerful enough to challenge them. They thought they could control me? They did control you. Why do you think Oriana pushed for the joint account? The expensive wedding? Getting you to pay for most of it? It was all planned. Drain your savings on the wedding, make you dependent on their connections for career advancement, lock you into their world. But the cheating wasn't random either. Mom told her to do it. I nearly spit out my coffee. What? Mom's been cheating on Dad for 15 years. He knows. She knows he knows. It's their arrangement. Mom told Oriana that smart women marry for security and for fun. That men like you, steady, reliable, trusting, were perfect husband material because you'd never suspect anything, and even if you did, you'd be too invested to leave. Your mother told her to cheat on me? Encouraged it. Gave her tips on how to hide it. How to gaslight you if you got suspicious. How to make you feel crazy for even questioning her. The rage was building again, but colder this time. Calculated. Why are you telling me this? Because what Oriana did to Morrison's wife. She did the same thing to three other wives. Destroyed marriages for fun. She keeps trophies, wedding rings from the men she's FK'd. She was going to add yours to the collection after a few years. You're serious? Felicia pulled out her phone, showed me a photo. A jewelry box full of men's wedding bands. At least a dozen. She called them her KLS. And you knew about this? I found out 2 years ago. I threatened to tell you, but... She paused, looked ashamed. They paid for my med school. Dad said he'd cut me off if I warned you. I'm not proud of it. So why now? Because she's escalating. She posted on her private Instagram that she's going to destroy you. Make you pay for humiliating her. She's already started spreading rumors that you were abusive. To who? Anyone who'll listen. Your airline, your family, mutual friends. She's crafting this whole narrative about how you were controlling, jealous, possibly violent. She's even got bruises. I never touched her. She did them to herself. I watched her. She's been hitting herself with a sock full of quarters, documenting injuries, creating a paper trail. She's going to claim domestic violence. The cold rage turned to ice. She's also been in contact with a journalist. Plans to do an exposé on surviving domestic abuse. She's painting herself as a victim who barely escaped with her life. Please tell me you have proof of this. Felicia slid a USB drive across the table. Videos of her causing the bruises. Screenshots of her planning this with her friends. Audio recordings of her coaching her friends on what to say. Everything. Why would you give me this? Because despite everything, I believe in justice. And because she's planning to do this to other men. She's already on Hinge, matching with pilots specifically. She has a type, and a pattern. Your parents know? They're funding it. Dad's lawyer is helping her build the case. I stood up to leave, then turned back. Why should I trust you? You're her sister. Because in 2 hours, she's going to call you claiming she's pregnant. She's not. I went with her to buy the fake pregnancy test. She's going to use it to try to force a meeting, then have her friends secretly record you attacking her when you refuse to take her back. It's all planned. Sure enough, 2 hours and 15 minutes later, my phone rang. Pablo, I'm pregnant. I almost laughed. No, you're not. I have the test right here. The fake one you bought yesterday at 3 p.m. from that sketchy website? The same one Felicia has on video you purchasing? Silence. Also, Oriana, fun fact, I had a vasectomy 2 years ago. Never told you because I wanted kids eventually, just wanted to wait. It's reversible. But it means you're definitely not pregnant with my child. You're lying. Medical records are in my lawyer's possession. Want to try again? She hung up. That evening, I got a call from my chief pilot. Pablo, we've received some concerning allegations about you. Domestic violence accusations from my ex-fiancé? How did you, never mind. Yes. Check your email. I just sent you a comprehensive package of evidence showing she's lying, including video of her creating fake injuries and planning false accusations. 20 minutes later, he called back. Jesus Christ. Is she insane? Apparently. We'll handle this. You're clear to fly. Take a few days if you need them. Actually, I'd like to pick up some extra routes. Staying busy helps. The next day, Roger called. You need to destroy whatever Felicia gave you. No. I'll make it worth your while. 50,000. No. 100,000. Roger, she's trying to destroy my career with false accusations. You're helping her. And now you're trying to bribe me? I'm recording this call, by the way. You little SHT. I'm done being the nice guy. Here's what happens now. Oriana drops all false accusations immediately. She posts a public retraction saying she lied. You stop funding her vendetta. Or everything goes public, including this bribery attempt. You're bluffing. I've got a YouTube channel set up, Instagram ready, TikTok prepared. One click and millions see your daughter creating fake injuries. Your family will be destroyed. Your business contacts will run. Your country club will ban you. Try me. An hour later, Oriana posted on Instagram, I need to come clean. In my pain over our breakup, I said things about Pablo that weren't true. He never hurt me. I was upset and lied. I'm seeking help for my issues. Not exactly what I wanted, but enough. Wade and I went out for drinks that night. You know she's not done, right? Oh, I know. But neither am I. What's the next move? Remember those rings she collected? Those marriages she destroyed? I'm reaching out to every one of those men. Class action lawsuit for intentional infliction of emotional distress. My lawyer says we have a case. Savage. She wanted to play games. I just changed the rules. Update 3, 2 weeks later. Everything has escalated beyond what I imagined. So after Oriana's half-assed retraction, I thought maybe she'd finally get the message. I was wrong. October 26th, I'm in Tokyo on a layover when I get a call from my mother. Pablo, why is there a process server at my door? What? Oriana's suing you for emotional distress, defamation, and something called revenge P. She's also suing me and your father for conspiracy to inflict emotional harm. The audacity of this woman. I called my lawyer immediately. Within hours, he'd filed countersuit for defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and fraud. But here's where it gets interesting. Remember those men whose rings she collected? 7 of them joined the class action. Their stories were horrifying. She'd specifically targeted married men, seduced them, then exposed the affairs to their wives, but only after gathering blackmail material. She'd extorted money from 3 of them. We're talking 6 figures total. One guy, a surgeon from Boston, sent me his evidence. She'd threatened to claim rape if he didn't pay her $50,000. He paid. Had receipts. Another, a federal judge, had photos of her breaking into his house, going through his wife's things, stealing jewelry. He'd installed cameras after things went missing. Never pressed charges because she threatened to release their SX tapes. My lawyer was practically salivating. This isn't just a civil case anymore. This is criminal. Extortion, blackmail, breaking and entering, theft. I forwarded everything to the district attorney's office. But Oriana wasn't done. October 29th, she showed up at my airline's headquarters with a group of women, claiming to be survivors of domestic abuse, protesting the airline's protection of an abuser. She had signs with my face on them. Problem was, one of the women was recognized by security. She was a paid actor, literally. The security guard's daughter went to performing art school with her. They had her headshots, her IMDb page, everything. The airline's legal team got involved. They sued Oriana for defamation, tortious interference with business, and trespassing. They also sent the evidence to the media. The story broke on local news that night. Woman hires actors to fake protest against ex-fiancé. But the real bomb dropped November 1st. Dr. Morrison's wife's lawyer reached out. During discovery for their divorce, they'd found something on Morrison's phone. Videos of Oriana from 2 years ago, explicitly discussing her plan to baby trap Pablo within the first year of marriage and get at least $3 million in the divorce after 7 years. She literally had a timeline. Get married at 27, have a kid by 28, affair with Morrison continues, second kid at 30, divorce at 34, take half my assets plus child support and alimony. The video was crystal clear. She was sober, lucid, laughing about how stupid I was for trusting her. Morrison's wife's lawyer sent it to my lawyer as a professional courtesy. I forwarded it to Roger and Diane with a simple message, your daughter needs psychiatric help. Roger called within minutes. We had no idea she was this far gone. BS. You enabled this. We're pulling our support. The lawyer, the money, everything. She's on her own. Too late for that. the DA's pressing charges based on the extortion evidence. Criminal charges? Pablo, please, she's our daughter. Should have thought about that before you raised a sociopath. November 3rd. Oriana was arrested at her apartment. Extortion, fraud, cyber harassment, and filing false police reports. Turns out she'd also filed 3 false rape claims over the past 5 years, all documented, all dismissed, but establishing a pattern. She called me from jail. Are you happy now? You did this to yourself. I loved you. No, you loved what I represented. Stability you could exploit while you fked around. I'll destroy you for this. From prison? Good luck with that. I'm pregnant. For real this time. Congratulations. Morrison's the father, I assume? The man whose wife is divorcing him? Who lost his medical license for fking subordinates. Great choice. How did you? You're not pregnant, Oriana. The jail does medical intake. You're also on security footage buying another fake test yesterday. Your commissary account shows the purchase. She screamed and hung up. Her bail hearing was November 5th. Bail set at $500,000. Her parents refused to pay, but here's the twist, Felicia paid it. Then immediately filed for conservatorship, claiming Oriana was mentally incompetent. She had years of evidence, the spreadsheets, the trophy rings, recorded conversations where Oriana detailed her manipulations while laughing about destroying families. The judge granted temporary conservatorship pending psychiatric evaluation. Oriana was forced into a psychiatric facility for a 30-day evaluation. The report came back yesterday. Narcissistic personality disorder with antisocial features. The psychiatrist's notes were damning. Patient shows no remorse for actions, views others as objects to manipulate, exhibits persistent patterns of deceit and aggression when challenged. Meanwhile, the class action lawsuit is moving forward. The 7 men, plus Morrison's wife, are seeking $2.5 million in damages. Oriana's trust fund, yeah, she had a trust fund she never mentioned, is frozen pending litigation. My lawyer called this morning. The DA wants to offer her a plea deal. 2 years prison, 5 years probation, mandatory psychiatric treatment, and she has to register as a vexatious litigant, meaning she can't file frivolous lawsuits anymore. What do you think? Take it. The alternative is she goes to trial, possibly gets 5 to 10 years, and this drags out for years. What about the civil suits? Those continue regardless. She'll likely lose everything. As I'm writing this, Felicia just texted, Oriana took the plea deal. She also wanted me to tell you something. What? She's actually pregnant. Morrison's. Due in May. Not my problem. She wants to name the baby Pablo if it's a boy. I actually laughed out loud. The delusion is real. Wade's taking me out tonight to celebrate. Not celebrating her downfall, celebrating my freedom. My narrow escape from what would have been a lifetime of manipulation, lies, and misery. The wedding would have been 2 months ago. Instead of being trapped in a marriage with a sociopath, I'm free, my reputation's intact, actually enhanced, everyone at work thinks I'm a legend for how I handled this, and I'm about to start a new route to Sydney that comes with a significant pay raise. Dodged a nuclear missile, not just a bullet. Final update, 1 month later. This will be my last update. Time to close this chapter completely. December 1st. A lot has happened in the past month. Oriana's in prison. She took the plea deal but violated the terms within 48 hours by trying to contact me through a contraband phone. Judge revoked the plea, sentenced her to 4 years. She'll serve at least 2. The civil suit settled out of court. Her trust fund, worth $3.2 million, was liquidated. The 7 men, Morrison's wife, and I split $2.8 million after legal fees. My share came to about $340,000. I donated $40,000 to a domestic violence shelter, real victims, not the fake kind Oriana pretended to be. Roger and Diane divorced. Turns out, when the FBI investigated Oriana's extortion, they found Roger had been hiding assets from the IRS for years. Diane flipped on him to save herself. He's facing federal charges. She moved to Florida to live with her sister. Felicia sent me a final email last week. Pablo. Oriana lost the baby. Miscarriage at 11 weeks. Maybe it's for the best, she would have weaponized that child just like our parents weaponized us. I'm in therapy now, dealing with my own issues from our upbringing. I'm sorry I didn't warn you sooner. I know my apology means nothing, but I needed to say it. she still talks about you in her phone calls from prison. Not with love or even hate, with confusion. She genuinely doesn't understand why you didn't just accept it. In her mind, successful men are supposed to look the other way while their wives cheat. It's what she was taught, what she saw growing up. I'm not excusing her. She made her choices. But sometimes I wonder who she might have been with different parents. Take care of yourself. You deserve the happiness she tried to steal from you. Felicia. I didn't respond. There's nothing to say. Dr. Morrison reached out last week. Lost his medical license, his marriage, his reputation. He's working at a medical supply company now. Wanted to apologize, said Oriana manipulated him too. I told him to F off. He knew she was engaged. He made his choice. But here's the real update, the reason this is my final post. I met someone. Her name's Yuki. She's a pilot too, flies for JAL. Met her on the Sydney route. We grabbed coffee in Singapore, talked for 6 hours. She's brilliant, funny, independent. No games, no manipulation, just genuine connection. It's early, only been a month, but it feels different. Healthy. She knows the whole story, hard not to when you Google my name and wedding cancellation scandal pops up. She said she admired how I handled it. Most men would have just accepted it or exploded violently, she said. You didn't either. You protected yourself strategically and walked away with dignity. We're taking it slow. I'm in therapy, working through trust issues. She's patient about it. Wade met her last week. Pulled me aside after dinner. This one's different, brother. This one's real. He's right. Last thing, remember those honeymoon tickets I mentioned in my original post? The ones to Alaska I used to take my dad fishing? That trip saved my relationship with him. We'd been distant for years, he never approved of Oriana, but kept quiet to keep the peace. On that boat in Alaska, just us and the salmon, he finally opened up. I knew she was poison, son. But you wouldn't have listened. Had to learn for yourself. You could have warned me. Would you have believed me? Or would you have chosen her and cut me out? He was right. I would have chosen her. I'm proud of you, he said. Not for leaving her, that was just common sense. For how you handled it. You didn't let her turn you into something you're not. You stayed yourself. We go fishing monthly now. Sometimes Wade joins. Simple, honest, no drama. My life's not perfect. I still have moments where I wonder how I miss the signs. I still get angry sometimes, usually at 2 a.m. when I can't sleep. But mostly, I'm grateful. Grateful I found out before the wedding. Grateful for Wade sending those photos. Grateful for Tony pulling that security footage. Grateful for Felicia's conscience finally winning. Grateful for my lawyer being a shark. Grateful the justice system actually worked. But mostly, grateful I chose myself. To anyone reading this who's in a similar situation, trust your gut. Don't ignore red flags. And if someone shows you who they really are, believe them the first time. Don't be like me, needing photographic evidence of your fiancé with another man's DK in her mouth before accepting the truth. Yeah, that was one of the photos. Didn't mention that before. Some details are too raw even for Reddit. Value yourself. Respect yourself. And never, ever, let someone make you feel like you should accept disrespect just to keep them. You deserve better. We all do. I'm logging off now. This account, these posts, they serve their purpose. Therapy through writing, my therapist called it. But it's time to stop looking backward. Yuki's flying in tomorrow. We're going hiking, then dinner at this hole-in-the-wall ramen place she loves. Simple, drama-free, genuine. The way life should be. To everyone who followed this story, offered support, called me savage, compliment taken, or shared their own experiences, thank you. You helped more than you know. To Oriana, if you somehow see this from prison, I forgive you. Not for your sake, but for mine. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. I choose peace. But forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. And it sure as HL doesn't mean I'd ever let you near my life again. You're nobody to me now. Just a cautionary tale I'll tell my kids someday about the importance of choosing your partner wisely. And those kids? They'll have Yuki's eyes, her smile, her integrity. They'll grow up seeing what real love looks like, mutual respect, trust, partnership. Everything you pretended to offer but never could deliver. Goodbye, Reddit. Goodbye, past. Hello, future. Pablo. P.S., Wade just texted. Oriana apparently got engaged to another inmate's brother who visits her. They've known each other 3 weeks. Some people never learn. But that's not my problem anymore. Never was, really. I just didn't know it yet. Look, I know some of you think this is fake. Too convenient, too much evidence, too perfect an ending. I get it. If I read this, I'd be skeptical too. But here's the thing, real life doesn't follow narrative rules. Sometimes evidence does pile up. Sometimes the villain really is that villainous. Sometimes you do get justice. What I've learned through this, trust but verify. Love but don't lose yourself. And always, always, get the morality clause. Stay strong, Reddit. Choose better partners than I did. And if you're ever on a flight to Sydney, know that your pilot might be someone who chose himself over comfort, truth over lies, and dignity over drama. Blue skies ahead. P. Thank you so much for watching until the end. If you really like our videos, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save